Bruce here again with Molly Engstrom, head hockey coach, the University of Maine women's program. Quite a weekend, quite a stretch of four victories in a row, three of them over a ranked opponent, two in their house. So it's got to feel like things are pretty good at the moment.
Yeah, it was a great challenge, obviously, going into Vermont with up against number 13 and coming away with two wins there was great. And then we wanted to make sure it wasn't for nothing, you know, making sure that we showed up on Friday against them again and played well, and we did. And then being able to finish off with Holy Cross, we put more pucks in the net in the third period in that fourth game, which was nice. So yeah, it's a good four games for us.
Yeah, the playing with a lead against Holy Cross, I mean, it was at no point did it look like the team said, well, three is going to be enough. They just kept pushing right to the end. And a lot of that was from your younger kids.
Yeah, I think, you know, it seems like they're focused. They're locked in. I think it looks, I mean, they're having fun playing, you know, and they just, it's not natural to take their foot off the gas right now, which is great for us to see.
Yeah, I am one. And Julie Bichetti is the goalie of the week here for two weeks in a row. She's obviously got some real skill. You've got other goaltenders that are good players too, which is great. Has she sort of taken control of the net?
Yeah, she's definitely stepped up. I think, you know, we've said before, we kind of tested her a little bit in the beginning, and it just for her to kind of settle into the league, the kind of shots she'd be taking. She's obviously performed very well in the last couple of games, so she's leaned in, I think, just like a lot of the other players.
Yeah, the other thing I noticed is she's much more comfortable handling the puck too. She has to go around the net to stop, but she knows where she wants to go with it. That's also got to be a big help to the D.
Yeah, definitely. It's another puck handler. I know that's a goal of hers, to be able to handle the puck as a goaltender, so she's constantly working on that and trying to grow that in her game for sure.
One of the things that I thought was pretty interesting in the second game against Holy Cross was there was a lot of disparity in how the game was being called. One moment it's being called tight, one moment it's being called loose. Your kids never lost their composure. A few times the other team did, and I thought, well, this is a sign of a maturing group.
Yeah. It's always hard to come out and kill that many penalties right off the bat. So we had a quick conversation between periods. It's like, you got to understand that you can't maybe finish your check, you know, as you're going in, and they adjusted really well to that. I think they consciously, like, took their foot off a little bit going into those, and I think that saved us a little bit. So they adapted well.
And they, I also thought that the speed of the game against Vermont was at times just intense. It was just almost pond hockey speed, right? Up and down, up and down, up and down. But during all that time, you never lost your structure. Is it something you've been really working on? I mean, I that's impressed me probably as much as anything all season, playing within the game.
Yeah, I think it's our job to keep them organized. And then it's also our job to create that space for them to play and be creative. So, again, kind of going back to the guardrail analogy, you know, play within the guardrails. They're doing a good job of that. You know, I think they're doing a good job of working together, playing in and out of that structure.
This weekend, one game, Saturday. I'm really looking forward to this down in Portland at the arena. Cross Insurance Arena, against Dartmouth, the Ivy League team. What do we know about them, and what do you think are the bigger challenges for the weekend?
They're doing okay this season. I think we have to treat it like any other game. I mean, like a top opponent. I think we're going to focus on our game, the things that we're doing. I think they're going to be a little bit bigger, from more like a little bit of a UConn, from what I've seen. They've got some bigger players. But we want to play at our pace. You know, we want to keep our D moving the puck, keep our D working pucks on the offensive blue line. Then obviously we're going to need some good goaltending. I just want to hit them hard, keep hitting them hard, shift after shift.
Well, and I'm sure there will be lots of little girls, because there usually are when these events happen. And you saw at the basketball game the other night when we were playing Indiana down there. That's got to be good for the whole hockey culture in Maine.
Yeah, definitely. That's something that we want to continue to grow as well. Growing our fan base, just getting out into the community, we talked about it before, putting more people in the Alphon, not just for us. I mean, it's a great sport. And for the girls too, not just the guys, for the little girls to come and have those role models in front of them.
Well, I wish you a lot of luck. Looking forward to the game, and thank you for giving us some time today.
Thank you.